The world's Carolyn Beeler just hit the three-week mark on her expedition to Antarctica. She's been living on a ship alongside scientists who are studying the area around the Thwaites Glacier. It's to better understand how much that glacier might eventually contribute to global sea level rise. So, Carolyn, we're eager for an update on the science that's being conducted on board your ship. What's happening?
Yeah, so last week, two teams of scientists went to shore, actually, to three different sets of islands where they found seals to tag with sensors.
Ooh, were you able to go along with the teams?
I was, yeah. I got off the big ship and loaded into this little Zodiac boat. The weather was about negative 12, 13 degrees with wind chill, and we bounced through these waves and past some icebergs. And as we pulled up, the first thing you notice is these little cute Adelie penguins lining the ice. And the second thing you notice after you see them and hear them is their smell. Where there are penguins, there's penguin poop. But anyway, we were out on the island so that a group of scientists could attach sensors to seals. And before we went out, Lars Bouma from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland told me that the sensors track temperature, salinity, and depth when the seals dive and then transmit that data in real time each time they come back to the surface.
That means that in the winter, when it's minus 40 degrees, pitch dark, we get data from below the sea ice in front of the Thwaites Glacier, and we don't have to be here, so which is quite nice.
And so on this island we went to, I got to watch the process of how Lars and his team actually attached these sensors to the seals.
So how do they work?
How it typically works is that the researchers use a blow dart to anesthetize the seal, but in this particular case, they actually caught the seal, so they did a bit of a dance on this rocky beach for a minute or two until they were able to catch this female Weddell seal and then inject her with anesthesia. And then they epoxied, basically glued this sensor to the back of her head. But, you know, the seal didn't look like it was in pain at any point during the process. And one of the things that struck me as I watched this was how much respect Lars Bouma had for these animals.
Look at us, how much stuff we have on. We are still freezing. And these guys live here. This is summer for them. They're still here in the winter. And, you know, they dive down to 500, 600 meters. They dive for half an hour. All what they do is extreme to us and it's normal to them. So I think it's just amazing.
So how does this data that these seals will effectively gather, how does it fit into what scientists are trying to learn about the glacier that you're heading to?
So scientists think that the biggest driver of melting at Thwaites Glacier is these warmer ocean currents that in the past several decades have started pushing up onto the continental shelf that Antarctica sits on. It's thought that that warmer water is melting the underside of the floating front part of the glacier. But there's very little data about the water immediately in front of Thwaites. It's such a remote area and it's usually iced over. So scientists on this ship are using a bunch of different methods and tools to learn more about that water, and the sea seals are one of those tools in their toolbox.
Carolyn, I understand there's been a significant interruption in the research plan. What's happening?
Yeah, that's right. So on Friday morning, we were about to reach Thwaites Glacier when we did an about-face to head north for a medical evacuation. So we're steaming about 4 days north to the nearest research base where the patient will be able to get on a plane to Chile for some medical care.
Is the person going to be okay?
We don't know exactly what happened. No one on the ship's being told for privacy reasons, but we do know the patient's condition is stable. This kind of thing doesn't happen frequently, but with, you know, nearly 60 people on this ship for 2 months, it's not unprecedented. There are three EMTs on the ship, and there's a hospital room with some drugs and medical equipment, but standard operating procedures is that somebody needs to see a doctor in person or they need to get to a hospital, then procedure is to get them to a base where they can fly out as soon as possible. So that's what's happening here.
Carolyn, we've been getting a lot of questions from listeners for you, so we're going to throw some at you. We have two food-related questions. Ellen Green writes that she's a semi-professional chef with serious wanderlust. She's wondering how you get a job on a research vessel like the one you're on. And Paul Kep, who listens to KQED in San Francisco, he wants to know if it's possible to be a vegan or vegetarian on the ship.
Yeah, so I spoke to our chef, Julian Isaacs, who tells me he has 21 years as a professional chef. So sounds like Ellen might have to put in some time if she wants to go on an Antarctic research vessel as the chef. In terms of dietary restrictions, there are 5 vegetarians on the ship, so there are always lots of options for them. It's up to the chef whether or not they cater for a vegan diet. And on this ship, it's not an issue.
Have you seen where the food is stored on ship, and do they keep that under lock and key?
Yeah, I got a tour, actually. So there's a big refrigerated area, and the dry goods area, so the room temperature stuff, is kept actually in a hold right at the front of the ship, so right in the bow. So it's actually the best place to go to listen to sea ice crashing against the hull of the ship.
Oh. Now, before you go, I have a final question from listener Megan Barton. She also listens on KQED in San Francisco. She's wondering if there are any artists on board who will be writing or creating films or artwork based on what happens on the ship.
There is, in fact, and she's actually my cabin mate. The National Science Foundation, which runs the U.S. Antarctic Program, has an Antarctic Artist and Writer in Residence program. And on this trip, Elizabeth Rush is the writer in residence, and she plans to write a book about the trip in the coming years.
The World's Carolyn Beeler aboard the Nathaniel B. Palmer. If you have a question for Carolyn about this research expedition to the Thwaites Glacier in Antarctica, drop her a line. The email address is myworld@theworld.org. That's myworld@theworld.org. If you want to see photos from the expedition, including some of those seals with the devices on their foreheads, go to our Instagram. We're @PRI the world.